Welcome to The Grub. What a slippery little episode we have for you. We are recording. We're back in the studio. We're loving it.
We're opening up the lines. You heard it first here. The lines are opening as we speak.
And the switchboard is lighting right up.
We're live. We're live and live.
Like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, like a Christmas tree on the holiday of Christmas, lit up, sparkling, shimmering in the night.
Yeah,
people who want to talk to the Grub have missed the Grub. Your old favorites, new. We got all sorts coming in. So let's just get this rocking and rolling. And you are on the air. You're with the Grub. Who have we got on the line?
My name's Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Yeah, hey, how you guys going? Big time lover of the show. Love what you guys do, seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice to hear, Brian. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Narre Warren.
Narre Warren. Yeah. Where's that for anyone who's not from Narre Warren?
It's in Victoria. It's a suburb in Victoria. We got a Galleria. We got a Westfield. You know, anything you'd want, it's there. There's no reason to go outside except for maybe the protests, which I do frequent because you got to get your voice heard.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're not a fan of... Do you believe in the virus or where are you at?
I do believe in the virus. That is absolutely true. But what I don't, and this is why I'm talking to you, a lot of people, there's a lot of misinformation going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so me, Brian, I've been doing some research myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doing some research.
Yeah, been doing some research and there's a lot of talk about this ivermectin business helping treating COVID. But there's one thing that the bloody doctors and all those other researchers, brave researchers, aren't talking about.
Yeah, what's
that?
Well, okay, I've done a bit of research online and, around the place, up and down, in the dirt and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that they're not talking about is if you have sex with a pig, it is actually effective in treating COVID. You don't need to worry about this vaccine business. You don't need to worry about the ivermectin. All you have to do is get a pig to have sex with you.
Question.
Yeah.
Before we start on this sex with a pig, you said you've been doing research around online and then you said, and just up and down the place. And then you said in the dirt.
Yeah. Mm.
What do you mean research in the dirt? Like you're just digging in the dirt?
Digging the dirt. I've got a shovel and I just have been digging, holes and having a real look at that dirt.
Just looking in the
dirt. Because Mother Nature provides.
Yeah. In Narre Warren.
Yep. God's country.
And so is the pig something you're exploring yourself?
My cousin, he owns a pig farm just up north. And one day, he fell over and a pig, mounted him and did the deed with him. And he has not gotten COVID yet at all.
Well.
Mind you, he doesn't go out at all, and I'm pretty sure he's vaccinated. But besides that, there's absolutely a link between him getting fucked by a pig and not getting any virus at all. He has not left. He's quite paranoid about it. He's doing all the right things. But it can't be denied.
Well, I don't have COVID, and I'm probably pleased to say I haven't had sex with a pig.
Yeah, you're one of the lucky ones.
Well, there's quite a few of us.
Yeah,
there's quite a few people in Australia that haven't got COVID.
Well, there's quite a bit of luck going around, obviously.
Yeah. Like I don't have COVID either.
Yeah.
And I had a quickies earlier, a quickies sort of tablet.
Yes.
Does that mean quickies protects me from COVID?
I haven't done the research on that one, unfortunately, but it could. I mean, I'm not going to rule it out that there is a link between that and not getting COVID. And you are, of course, pregnant. There could be a link with that. I don't know. I haven't done the research. All you've got to do is go out there and Google it and do some searching. Go on a Facebook. Facebook's a great place full research. Mm. People don't know that. They think it's all just likes and, you know, given the thumbs up and the pokes. But it is actually a fantastic database and a resource of knowledge. There's a lot of big community out there that have been fucked by a pig. And it's important to know that you have to be fucked by the pig. So the pig has to fuck you. Just fucking the pig is not going to yourself penetrate you. The pig has to penetrate you. Yeah.
Yeah. The pig's got to penetrate. You can't put it up a pig's date.
No.
Can I ask, Brian, have you, before COVID, perhaps thought that it'd be nice to be fucked by a pig? Like, has that thought ever come into your mind?
Well, listen, sex is sex and I enjoy sex. I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum. Have I thought about it? Yes.
Mm.
Yes, have I thought about it? Have I dressed in something sexy that a pig might like and, gyrated about? Have I played good pig music? I spoke to one pig and I tried pig Latin and it didn't understand it. And, I was like, that's a bloody uncultured swine there. Jokes aside, though, I have thought about it constantly and I do think about it. And, maybe I'm thinking about it. I just ordered a nice gift for a pig, maybe some chocolates.
Yeah.
And some wine for the pig. And I bought the pig a car.
Yeah.
And all in the hopes that this pig might fuck me. And, I'm pleased to say that it did. And I do not have COVID because of that.
That's great. Look, we're going to have to leave it there, Brian. But
thing you do have to know, and they don't tell you on the Facebook groups about this, is that pigs, when they ejaculate, it does not shoot out like you might think. There's no spurt, it is a dribbler.
Right.
Yeah.
And
so you
presumably it was in you when that happened. So how do you know that there was a drivel effect as such?
Well, I mean, my cousin told me this and, they do inseminate pigs.
Have you sucked off a pig?
I may have, because foreplay is important and I'm a generous lover.
Mm.
But obviously I wanted to edge the pig. I didn't want the pig to in the show right there. I wanted full penetration and to be cream pied by the pig.
Yeah, you want full penny. Well, okay, look, we're going to have to let you go, Brian, but I think, honestly, this is some pretty good advice for anyone listening. Yeah,
it's not the worst I've heard, I'll be honest.
So if you're against the vaccine, okay, and you don't have any money,
mm-hmm.
you can get a pig. And you got to wine and dine it. You got to maybe, lick it, eat it out.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you so much, Brian. Thank you so much, Brian. We got to get you off.
That's enough.
All right. Thank you.
We're back on the Grub. We are taking calls from people all around the country, seeing how they're doing in lockdown, what they got going on.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Ben and Edo, we have a couple of wildlife experts here on the Zoom who would like to talk to us. They're trying to get a program at the moment, like a wildlife program. Their names are Wesley and Mort.
Yep.
And they'd like to talk to us about it. So, Wesley, Mort, g'day. How's it going? Welcome to the Grub.
Hello.
G'day. How's it going, guys?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, what's this? You guys are wildlife experts.
Mm-hmm.
Expert. You can't, expert. I often say X is unknown and spurt is drip under pressure. Couple of experts. Drips.
I think you're a student for life in our business. You get to know everything and then all of a sudden you turn over a rock and there's 5,000 new species of bug or lizard and you just think, holy hell, I don't know a single thing.
You're always learning. And that's, we met basically, we both studied entomology.
Studying bugs.
And I studied the bee and Cam studied the wasp.
Now they say that if you, would you say that you live by the bee?
What do you mean?
I mean,
not following.
Yeah. It's, I mean,
We don't live by the bee. We study the bee. We study the wasp.
Study the bee. We study the wasp.
And yeah. So anyway, you're trying to get a show on TV. Is that right?
Oh no, Greg. We're not TV. Show. We're not Charlie Pickering.
We're not Annabelle Crabb. You know.
We're just wildlife enthusiasts and experts. And we're trying to get. You know, it's such a tough time at the moment because of lockdown. Mm-hmm. And we think of the kids and we think, oh, they're so disconnected from nature. Mm-hmm. And so we look at that and we think, well, what can we do? Well, how do we combine online and nature? Mm-hmm. So. Cam, let you take it away.
Yep, the answer's simple. It's quite simple, actually. We've invented a website, and it's called hootdetective.net.au. That's hootdetective.net.au. And all it is, it's quite simple, is you log on to the internet, and then you go to www.hootdetective.net.au, and it's a simple website where people...
You have to fill out the form.
You do have to fill out a form and verifying your age.
And you've got to get a guardian to sign that. And
a guardian to sign it.
You submit that.
Yeah, once you're onto the main page, you know, 24 hours later or so, you are able to submit photographs and audio clips of various owls, hence the hoot, that you spot around the neighborhood.
It's just really exciting because you might hear an owl and think, well, what is that? And then you log on to your account, you wait for your code to get sent to you, you enter the code and you might
text it through to your mum or dad or something, and then they'll tell you what your code is and you go on the website.
How many hours would you say are around in, you know, your standard suburb of Melbourne?
And that's the amazing thing. There's up to 56 different species of owl.
But in your and average, so we're just trying to probably three or four. And,
yeah, right.
But, you know, a kid can be sitting at home playing their Xbox or their PlayStation or their Who's It's or their What's It's, and then they hear a hoot outside. Hoot, hoot.
Never heard one myself.
And they quickly.
Oh, but Anne, you're not listening. And then we're trying to encourage children to listen.
And they hear the hoot and they grab their nearest recording device. A phone will not work. We've said this before. The phone, the file quality gets compressed. So you will need to buy
a Zoom
recorder or a condenser microphone, preferably. You run outside, capture the hoot sound. And hopefully a photo as well. You'll need a second person there with you to capture the photo on a long lens. And then you run inside, log on, log in your hoot, and people at home will engage with that and they'll be excited.
And they'll say, oh, I heard that hoot too. So then you're striking up a conversation. Now, we have had to change the chat somewhat because there were local pedophiles that were obviously pretending that they heard the hoots.
They were saying, there's a hoot over at my place. Everyone run over quick. There's a hoot in my bedroom. And and people were running over there and just, you know, I mean, I don't want to say what was happening, but you can imagine.
I don't want to imagine. But Greg, if you guys are bee and wasp experts, why have you decided to make a owl database?
Why did you make that question at Greg?
Great question.
Oh no, sorry, because Greg was going to say something, and I.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Can I put it simply, Ben? We're not allowed to. We're not really allowed to be around bees and wasps anymore because of something that happened.
Too complicated to go into, but we did try to cross pollinate a bee and a wasp the old-fashioned way, where we kind of got some. I got some tweezers and I held a wasp, and Mort got, you know, some tweezers and held a bee,
and I held it above. And someone put that on the internet.
And we tried to make them do all sorts of things to see what would come out of one of their vaginas.
Did they do a 69?
We started with a 69 because we thought that would, like, loosen them up and make them feel comfortable and whatnot. But then we went to sort of penetration. As it turns out, they both died. We squished them.
And the bug community, I don't want to say it's toxic, but it's very, you know, people pull other people down when they feel that they're being usurped. It's clicky. So someone got their hands on the footage, they shared it around, everyone was commenting on it, and we basically got banished from the community.
I didn't realize that bees sort of reproduce that way. I thought it was all the queen did all the reproduction.
As in there's a bee's dick in that, like that sort of phrase.
We don't
really think that sort of stuff's funny.
We think that's really not funny.
So I have a question for you, and I hate to play devil's advocate, but we're talking about the TikTok generation. Everything's instant. They've got phones, they've got, you know, and what you're talking about is what, uploading JPEGs to...
It's audio files.
It's MP3.
It's audio files. There is a photo element, but as we said, it's safer to use a long lens, capture a great image of it, get the photo developed properly at a dark lab, in like a wet lab, you know, and then scan that at home on a high quality scanner, pop that file onto a USB, mail it to us, and we can upload it to hootdetective.net.au for you.
I tried it and my file, they said that there was questions about pixel size, and then I resized it, and then I actually ended up in tears, like, because you know, I'm pregnant at the moment or whatever, and it took, I reckon I was on there for 2 hours, and still at the end, just as the photo was about to upload, the whole site crashed.
Well, actually, that's how we met. I remember you called the helpline, and I remember Mort and I were getting very frustrated with your attitude, and I do apologize for calling you a buffoon.
Well, it did upset me, so. And I hope that's not the way you're talking to kids. That's all I'll say. That's all I want to say about it.
We're not allowed to talk to kids, so don't worry about it.
I just want to say, to recap what's going on here is your bee and wasp experts who made a bee and a wasp 69 and root and crushed them. And because of that, you were banned from the bee and wasp community. So you started a website.
Hootdetective.net.au
that ended up attracting a lot of pedophiles and stuff like that. So now you've made a website that's significantly harder to access MyGov.
It is linked to your MyGov.
So you need to have Medicare.
It hooks up to your MyGov.
So you need to have Medicare
information. And
so that's just so we can keep track of who's who.
So what do you aim to gain about with this website? And what's your end goal?
What do you mean gain? I mean, if you think of a child's education or a child's, you know, being able to open their eyes to nature, I mean, we're not looking for personal gain. We're looking for just enrichment in children's lives and inner lives. And also it's about taking things slowly. So after you collect 20 hoots.
There is a hoot. That's just a photo, but the hoot plus the audio, that's a hoot hoot.
It's called a hoot hoot. So once you get 20 hoot hoots.
I'm going to call the cops.
So
once you get in the running to win a prize.
What's the prize? Yes.
The prize is a pencil case. We actually had to change. At first, the pencil case they were too bright and triggering a lot of autistic kids.
And someone said that the zipper was too sharp and there was a lot of like injuries involved in the zipper. I don't know about that. Yeah. I tried it at home on my fleshy arms and I didn't feel a single.
So what are you doing to get the word out and spread the word and get more people to come to
Hoot Detective.
The podcast circuit.
So we're doing Do You Know Who I Am after this?
I think so.
You're doing Dum Dum?
Well, we're not doing Dum Dum, but we have subscribed to their Patreon so that they will read our name out on at the end of an episode.
Yeah, I've heard that you're not allowed on Dum Dum.
Why?
Right. I don't know. What do you mean? I don't know. They just said that.
Sorry, I just feel like we're trying to like share this cool thing and I feel like there's a lot of kind of you guys backing away or making us feel like freaks, and we're not freaks.
I'm just asking questions.
We're just asking questions. It's our job.
Yeah, but like you haven't been excited by it at all. You have, Like, we did an interview before this, and everything we said, the person was like, "Oh my god, amazing! Like, that's so cool." But you guys just there's been no positive reinforcement.
You're being sarcastic. You're being very Melbourne. Radio? Quite frankly, you're being very Melbourne.
Mm. Yes, it was with FBI Radio, Anne.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And also, I just want to say, you guys are behaving a lot like a southern babook right now. And I was really hoping I would come in here and you guys would behave like a eastern barn owl, but you're being a southern babook.
You couldn't have said it better.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, thanks so much, Wesley and Mort.
I've got some.
Okay, so if we can just go over that one more time, it's hootdetective.net.au. Mm. Send in 20 hoots to get your free pencil case.
And don't forget that you do need a legal guardian to log in for you. There is a passcode. It needs to be linked to your MyGov. And there will be three or four forms that get mailed to you that you fill out in order to be able to
sign up. And then send it back,
And please use a proper Zoom H6 recorder or a condenser microphone.
Yeah, because we often get sent stuff that we can do naught with it.
Unusable.
We don't understand.
It's a few thousand dollars to get involved with
Hoot. I've got a powerful owl. There's powerful owls in my region. Might begin the process.
Ben.
Yeah,
that's great, Ben.
Yeah, that's that's what I call my dick.
Oh, well, that's
okay. Well, all right. Thank you so much, everybody. Ben, you've ruined this for everyone. Thank you.
I didn't say it. Edo said it. I just repeated it. Welcome back to The Grub. We are back at it. We are slaving away for you. And who do we have on the line right now? Eva?
No, Shauna.
Shauna. Sorry, Shauna. My apologies. Shauna, what would you like to talk about? What do you got on your mind?
Shauna Trimble, who's my name. Just ringing in. I'm a fourth generation tit farmer from North Queensland. I just wanted to ring in because I don't think people know what's been going on the tit farm community, and it's just something that I'm advocating for. Look, people don't think tits grow on trees, but they do. And people don't often think about where the tit they're getting their tits. And I've been I am a fourth generation tit farmer. We do three different varieties of tits. We do feeders, firms, and free range. I want to talk, no one's listening about the struggle that the tit farmers are facing in far north Queensland.
Now, there's some common because I thought that all of our tits were imported.
No, we've got a very healthy tit industry, a tit farming, tit distribution, organic tit farmers where, they're part of what we do. There's a big tit industry and it's worth a lot of money to the Australian economy and it's often overlooked. We had the cyclone come through, of course, in 2018, literally ripped our tits off.
And I remember tits all over the place.
Yeah, and I was scooping up tits off the ground and binning them. That's years of work, those tits.
Mm. How long does it take to grow one pair of tits?
It's 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah, they're like the almond. It's a long process.
Yeah.
And so if a cyclone comes through, that's years of work. They just put it in the bin.
So that's a huge investment then. If you want to start a tit farm,
you have to
have the capital to survive 12 years before your first tits come right.
Exactly. And I'm fourth generation. So, my great, great grandparents were in the tit. They would put up the tit trees and I'm just reaping the rewards really. Mm. But and then the next thing that came through was the pandemic that affected us.
Yeah.
We had no tit pickers. There was
the backpackers come and
attract a lot of young, healthy men are most interested in our tit picking.
And I've done a little tit picking back in the
really
day. When I was 19, I did a bit of tit picking.
And the sight of my 80-year-old father in the blazing sun picking tits so I could put food on the table, No one's talking about it.
No, you're absolutely right. Is there a way that we, you know, we can put pressure on maybe the local or federal government to maybe make tariffs against sort of the tit imports, maybe a tit tariff?
Well, you know, the Morrison government isn't helping with, you know, the way they're behaving towards China. I've had shitloads of tits just rotting in harbors.
So your exports.
Yeah.
I mean, I know this is a tough sort of question and everything, but have you thought about, you know, in these tough times, pivoting what you do and like, whilst, yeah, you've got the tit farming thing, pivoting to maybe like cock growing or something?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's or a common, asses. I mean, yeah, and that's a common question we get from city folk, and no offence to you.
Mm.
You know, I can't, there are pussy plantations up north, but I can't, it's a different skill set. It's a different climate.
Yeah. Because obviously tits grow in trees and arses are more of a root.
That's right.
Mm.
You know, and you need different soils and you need different, you know, systems. Mm. Yeah. So it's not that simple. I'm a tit farmer.
Yeah.
I'm a fourth generation tit farmer.
And also the tits are going to have to come from somewhere, you know.
Well, this is what I want to say to Scott Morrison. Where do you think these tits are coming from, mate?
Yeah.
They don't magically appear.
Yeah, exactly.
There's tit farmers, there's tit distribution centers, there's tit.
You might even say that the whole industry has just gone tits up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think that's funny. And I know I can hear in your voice what you're doing there.
Yeah.
And you think I haven't heard that before? All I have.
You
think you're the first one to say that. Well, I'll tell you what.
Trying to move on. You did. I see. What's something that we can sort of look at in terms of, say, I go to the shops and I want to buy a nice fresh pair of double D's. You know.
Yeah. You want to look for that stamp, that Australian made tit stamp. You know, made up north, you know, your Australian tits.
Mm.
A lot of tits are coming in from Vietnam, but you want to see it. You want to get your Australian tits, and that's the way you can help us and just spread the word about the tit, you know, tit farms. Yeah. We're here and, you know, we're part of the economy.
And you grow in a sort of a sustainable manner as well. It's
Easy for people in the city to ask that, but yes.
I see a lot of those, the tits that they've got in Coles, and as you say, they might be from Vietnam, but they're very dry.
Mm. No, all our tits.
And they're a different colour.
They're not very plump.
No, we've got really good wet tits. We've got thick tits, juicy tits, big tits, healthy tits, you know, long-lasting tits.
Thick, wet tits. And I bet there's nothing nicer than a fresh pair of tits in your mouth, let me tell you.
Well, that's what you can't beat it. You can't, mate. Beaten Australian grown and bred set of juicy big tits in the morning with your milk.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've got to go.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank you for letting me get that out and
get the
message moving. And anything you can do, lobby your local PM, talk, get the conversation happening about tits.
Yeah.
Great.
We'll get that conversation. Talk tits, and we'll be back with more grub. All right, we're back on the grub, taking calls, taking names, talking to people around the country.
Yes.
And we have another caller on air. Hello, you're on the air with the grub. This is Greg, Ben and Edo. Who are we talking to? What's going on?
Hello, everybody. It's Danielle Walker. I just wanted to call up to have a chat with you guys. I didn't want to do a character today because I've been doing too many characters in the lockdown, and I'd like just a little break to be in my own head for a little bit.
Yeah, right. So what sort of characters have you been doing in lockdown?
Oh, there's one. He just every time my boyfriend enters the room, he says, well, who do we have here? Then I'll sort of like say stuff like, come give me a kiss with them big dick sucking lips, baby. And then I sort of pretend I'm going to sexually assault him, and make him go down on me and suck my dick.
Okay.
So I'll sort of, you know, be like, I'll push his head down over and over again and be like, we'll see how big that mouth is, boy.
Give it to mama.
And he's okay with that, and he's feeling like okay in the lockdown and safe and stuff, or?
I mean, he doesn't love the character. Sometimes he walks away from me, but I feel like you got to latch onto joy where you can find it, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
Is that a character though? Like technically or is it you wanting to do something?
Well, I mean, there's those people who have all the different personalities, and maybe that's one of mine, but it's not Danielle, it's Gary.
It's Gary, yeah, right.
Gary's his name, is it?
Besides threatening your boyfriend with sexual assault, what other characters have you been doing?
Oh, there's the girl who sings every song about farts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah,
farting queen, only 17. Or there's you know that what does the fox say?
He goes,
what does the fart say?
Yep. That's a good. Yeah, that's quite good.
So those are my two main characters that I like to do around the house.
So that's two characters. And is there any other characters, or is that kind of it that's sort of causing you to not want to do characters anymore?
Well, it's not that I don't want to do them. It's more that my partner doesn't really like toilet talk at all. And so he doesn't like the fart lady or the dick sucky man.
Okay.
Been
banned, has it?
Yeah.
It's been banned.
So have you been working on any other characters?
Well, there's one who I think it's just me slowly becoming my mum. And that's just sort of me getting really into sort of terrible DIYs that I'm not the best at.
Is that a character, or is that more just, you know, a progression of your life and personality, you know what I mean?
Oh, I hope not, but we'll see. I bought some grout today. Yeah. So excited about that. And I got a Bunnings magazine when I went to Bunnings, which was a last minute Father's Day gifts. And I think that's because everything else is sold out at the shops.
The Bunnings pamphlet is a Father's Day gift.
Yeah, it's got two pages of things you can get for Dad.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Some stuff is a rechargeable key ring flashlight.
Seems bad.
Also a round roosting pocket birdhouse. So it's like a tiny birdhouse you can carry around in your pocket.
Can I ask, are you a renter or an owner of a house?
I'm a renter.
And what are you going to grout in the landlord's house?
A table. I'm making a table. There's these tables on TikTok called the TikTok tile table.
Yeah.
And I'm not on TikTok, but I found it through a friend, and I'm going to tile that table. So I went and picked up some pool tiles today.
Yep.
And the man, he hit on me a bit at the shop. My name was written on the box, and he said, "Hello, Danielle Walker." And I was like, "Hello." And then he said, "My name's Stephen." And then I said, "Oh, hi, Stephen." And then he said, "Sarah, phone number to go along with that name?" And I said, "No."
Really?
Yeah.
And that wasn't like the shop going, "Oh, hey, we need your phone number."
No, they already had it. The shop did, but not the guy with the forklift. He didn't have it personally.
Oh, wow, that's a bit of a maybe. You should have introduced him to
Gary.
Yeah,
I would have liked. Naughty. No, but he couldn't see my chin. I had a mole removed recently, so it looks like I've got a Frankenstein stitch scar there. So he couldn't see that because of the mask. So yeah.
So anyway, you're making a table with tiles on top of it. Are you making the table, or are you just getting an existing table and putting tiles on it?
No, I ripped apart a bookshelf and I've repurposed it. That's how I got this horrific bruise on my thumb.
That's a really bad bruise for the listeners at home. It's black.
Yeah, I've never seen a thumb bruise before.
And purple.
Nice nails, though.
I've learned how to do nails in the lockdown, too. Yeah. So,
will it be difficult to, because again, for the listeners, they're quite elaborate nails. With, is there a raised element to those nails?
Yes, there is. I got some molds, and so that's a love heart, that's a flower. Mm-hmm. There's multiple, they get caught on a lot of things, and that is quite annoying. But I look at them for hours to amuse myself.
Yeah. Well, look, it's all going on in the Danielle Walker household.
Yeah.
You know,
sorry about this.
No. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
I'm good. It's great. Good to be here.
It's interesting when you say, yeah, it's fine. I get the distinct impression that it's not.
Yeah, well, I mean, my dad did send me a gift pack with all stuff nobody would ever want in a gift pack, so that's good.
I just want to remind, this isn't to do with you, Danielle, or anything, but, yeah, look, there are now 10 more sessions available through the mental health care plan. I mean, just that's just a funny aside, I guess.
I found out. I was talking to my psychologist, and then I'd come to the end of my first six sessions, and then she said I'd have to go back to get a referral to get my other my other four sessions, because you've got to get them, and then you can get the next 10. And she didn't want to book in for another one just yet because I needed to get my referral first. And then now I feel like she's broken up with me, and I don't know how I feel about going back for more.
Anyway, lots of problems all around. So thanks so much for coming in. Keep on dreaming, and good luck with that tile table. I hope the pool tiles work out for you.
Bye. You're going now, are you?
Yeah. We're gonna dash off.
You'll have to go.
Yeah.
You'll have to go.
We're gonna continue on.
We're gonna continue the Zoom.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice to talk to you all.
All right. Well good luck.
Yeah, good luck. That's Danielle Walker, ladies and gentlemen.
Stay in touch with people, I guess, is the other thing, you know. Mm.
More Grub coming up.
You are listening to the Grub call-in special. Gee, we've had some characters.
We sure have.
Characters to come. I've got someone on the line here. His name is Sam Beek. Sam, are you there?
Yeah, how you going, mate? Look, I just want to call up, talk a little bit about these lockdowns, these restrictions here, and the way they're sort of choking the small business and the business community.
Big problem.
Yeah, it's been a big problem, and my business has really suffered. Throughout the pandemic and throughout the lockdown, and it's something that, I'm not up here going, I'm an epidemiologist, I'm not a doctor. I understand that there's issues with the way that we approach this pandemic, but what we're talking about here in the business community is more clarity. You know what I mean? More clarity, more disclosure. Where are we going? I feel like I'm out here in the dark. Where's the support packages for my business? You know what I mean? I'm working in the education sector, and it's a tough time out there, and the support packages aren't enough. The information that we're getting isn't enough. I don't know if we're going to be in business in a year's time, you know?
Well, you're certainly in good company. We are all small business and sole traders and whatnot. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your business in particular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, sure. So my business, I've been running for a few years now. As I say, in the education sector, we are a private educational institution. It's called Dog Chuck Up University. So we're basically an education sort of based private business called Dog Chuck Up
University. Dog Chuck Up, yeah. So, yeah.
And is that, sorry, can I just clarify a bit more about what you do? Is that education about, say, helping with the diets of dogs and making sure they don't throw up and that they're getting the right nutrients?
I would say the opposite of that. We are the first. There is no other university for dogs for a start in Australia today.
So it's for dogs.
It's for dogs. Not for humans. It's for dogs. The dogs come in and they do a three-year degree. The degree they do is in chucking up and how to chuck up. So we teach a dog how to chuck up. How to vomit, how to spew, you know, whatever. So you come in, it costs, you know, $20,000 for a three-year degree, $30,000 for a four-year. That's with honours at the end. And as we say, we are fully, fully private. So there is no, you know, government funding, no government subsidies.
So I guess my first question is, do dogs need to be educated on how to chuck up? My dog has not been to formally education on chucking up, and she absolutely loves chucking up and will at the slightest drop of a hat.
Sure. I mean, you know, and that's good. That's good news for you. You know, if you've got a dog that's willing to chuck up at any moment, you know, great. And yeah, I mean, sure, there are problems associated with it. And that, you know, that's a sort of teething process with any small business is learning, you know, where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are. And certainly, you know, yes, there are dogs that chuck up and people would dispute how much dogs need a three-year degree in how to chuck up.
Mm. I would dispute it.
But, yeah. You know, that the problem is the lockdown is not able, you know, my business is not able to flourish.
So can I ask you, before the lockdown, how long were you in operation for? How long have this
been? Three years, approximately. Okay. 3 years.
And during that time, how many enrollments had you had?
We hadn't had an enrollment per se. You know, we hadn't officially had any enrollments, but, you know, we had been getting the word out. We'd been building brand awareness would be one of the things we do. Like I'd be writing Dog Chuck Up University on as many walls as I could find.
Right. So that was your kind of way to get the word out.
Yeah, you know, sort of getting it out. So a lot of that is brand awareness, you know, brand creation, brand awareness.
By graffitiing.
Yeah, by saying Dog Chuck Up University on it. Just said whenever I could find a wall, blank space, I'd get a sort of Sharpie or whatever.
And do you think that maybe people just thought that was a tag or something like that?
Well, again, I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is the teething process with any business is you make mistakes. You know, you find your new revenue streams, you know, you figure out how to maximize your opportunities and profit margins. And the lockdown is really stifling my ability to fully grow my business.
Can I play devil's advocate here and say that perhaps is there a chance the business wouldn't be thriving lockdown or not?
Well, I mean, you know, people say that, but, you know, look at a company like Uber. You know, Uber is a company that it technically has not turned a profit because they are growing their business and they are, you know, people are investing in their business. The idea is solid. Technically, they have not turned a profit yet as their business develops.
You are right, but they are sort of, they're looking for driverless technology to come in. That's when then they'll be able to, really turn a profit. Mm. What is your plan for the future growth of your business?
Well, the basic plan is to get as many people as I can to enroll their dogs to chuck up. So like, to get them to enroll their dogs to chuck up.
I mean, it's just not something I want. I was a dog owner. I don't want to get into it. It's very triggering, but it was never something I wanted my dog to do.
Nobody
wants their dog to chuck up. I fully admit that, yeah.
It feels to me like the answer to your problems and why you're having them, you already kind of know.
I respectfully would disagree.
You just said it. Nobody wants their dog to chuck up.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to enroll their dog in a dog chuck up.
Well, it kind of does. I mean, yeah. A, I think that nobody wants their dog to throw up, and B, dogs already
nobody wants to, you know, get lung cancer, but people still smoke cigarettes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they don't enroll into a university to give them lung cancer.
Well, agree to disagree.
No, well, you can disagree, but that is fact.
That's not true because my friend owns a smoke till you get cancer university.
Okay, let's leave it there. Thank you so much for popping into the grub, Sam. It's been very enlightening and triggering for me. Cheers. Anyway.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello and welcome back to The Grub. We have a caller on the line. We're taking calls like it's nobody's business but our own. And the next caller is Perg, friend of the show. Perg, how are you?
Oh, Perg.
Perg's back. Guys. Yeah, good to be back. Hey, good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, Perg.
Are you doing well?
doing great. Yeah, doing pretty good.
You're one of the favourites of the show, so I know that our listeners will be really happy to hear from you, Berg.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah, I'm always happy to be on. And, you know, I'm doing well, but other people aren't doing as great. You know, I feel for a lot of people out there. A lot of people are struggling. You know how it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you've probably heard about what's going on.
What's going on? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Did you hear about Jackson?
No, I haven't heard about Jackson.
Jackson, a dog crawled in his bum.
Crawled into Jackson's bum.
He's got a dog on his bum now, yeah.
Yeah.
I just need a bit of a reminder about who Jackson is and
You know Jackson. You've met Jackson, Edo. You've met him heaps.
Have I?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You went to his christening.
His christening?
Yeah.
How old is Jackson?
He's 45.
Yeah, really? Because Edo's 40. How old are you, Edo?
I'm 42.
No, but he only got christened when he was last year, though. He was a full adult.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, right.
I don't reckon a dog crawled in his bum, though, to be honest.
No, he did. He's okay, though. He's fine, but he has to quit his job.
How big's a dog? Quiz. Like, what are we talking? Labrador or just a small guy or?
It's a Ridgeback.
Rhodesian Ridgeback. That's a big dog to go.
That's the biggest dog, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it just about the biggest?
Great Dana biggest. Or a Mastiff is a thing.
He's got a loose bum. Mm.
Must be. So he's had to quit his job?
At JB Hi-Fi.
Why did he have to quit his job? Like, but you're saying he's fine, but he had to quit his job.
Mm.
Does the job just have a policy of no one's allowed to work here if they've had a dog in their bum?
It's in the rules. It's in the fine print.
Yeah. Okay.
No bum dogs.
Is he taking any steps to get it out?
Nah. Once it's in, you know.
And is he, is he struggling like with it, you know, in a mint?
Honestly, he's better. He's a better mood. Mm. Yeah. He's a happier guy. Mm. You know, Jackson, you know what he's like.
Yeah.
And you know, he takes things in his stride and he makes jokes about it and stuff. And he's like, you know, if he farts, he goes, "Oh, that was just the dog barking."
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, right. So is the dog okay or is it gonna die? Does he have to feed the dog
The dog died.
So he's got a dead dog up his ass.
Yeah, he's got a dead dog in his bum.
Any other goss?
Is he real? Yeah. Jackson real?
He's real. Did you hear about Tivo?
Evo.
He's a millionaire now.
Tivo is a millionaire.
He's a millionaire.
What did he do?
Sells birds.
He became a millionaire from selling birds.
Big money in birds. Birds he finds. He finds birds, catches them, sells them on.
Remind me how you know Tivo again.
Tivo, I used to work with Tivo at the Ocean Beach Hotel.
Yeah.
He used to make the pastas.
Yeah.
He was on the pasta station.
Always. He used to make just pastas and he was always keen on birds.
Yeah.
Now he's a millionaire from it, you know. He's made that much money just from birds, you know, because people want to buy them.
Yeah.
And he's just always, he just catches them with his hands.
Yeah.
He hand catches them.
Timo. He made the pastas.
What's the legality of that for Tivo? I mean, you're just picking up, especially sort of native birds. Mm.
Birds are free. Birds are free to, like, whatever's not on the ground is free. Yeah.
That's crazy, and it's not true.
Airplanes.
Have you heard about Claire?
Claire, what's up? No, what's up with Claire.
She's married now.
Ooh,
that's cool.
Congrats to Mike Whitney
from Who Dares Wins.
Yeah, she married Mike Whitney from Who Dares Wins, but they got divorced
already.
Yep, he cheated on her
with who?
Russell Gilbert.
Mike Whitney cheated on Claire with Russell Gilbert.
Yep.
How did they meet? What were they doing?
They're old friends from TV. So everyone on TV knows each other.
So what happened?
Well, he goes out, Mike Whitney's like, Mike Whitney's like, I'm going.
So Mike Whitney says, I'm going out.
Yeah.
And just shacks up with Russell Gilbert.
He looks so fucking stupid. Sorry. Wait. There, yeah, he goes out. He left his phone there.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Gilbert took photos of Mike Whitney's dick. Sending it to Mike Whitney's phone so Mike can look later, and then Claire saw them.
So we can have a squiz for later. Yeah, a little done. Doggy bag.
Remind me who Claire is again.
Claire, she wrote your book. She's your ghostwriter, Edo.
Oh, yeah, that Claire, right.
Yeah.
When's that coming out?
I don't know. Oh, she's gone through a lot of stuff, so it's probably a delay.
Yeah, that sounds like a tough time for her.
Heard about Gangsy?
Gangsy. Yeah, love Gangsy.
He's addicted to running.
No.
Yeah, which is tough during
That's
lockdown.
That's so sad.
He just runs around the house now.
I mean, you can go for runs,
yeah.
Yeah, but you've only got 1 hour. He wants to do it nonstop.
I thought you have 2 hours.
Fuck, someone better tell Gangsy. You heard about Striv?
Striv?
What's going on with Striv?
He got lost in a library.
What was he doing in a library? I thought they were all closed.
He went in before they closed up.
Yeah, right.
And then they close up and he's still in there. He's calling his friends, but he can't get out.
Yeah, right.
Surely you could just say I'm at this particular library.
Yeah. But he doesn't know which one he's at. That's the problem. He doesn't know which one he's at. He just wandered in one. He was just out and then just wandered into a library.
He's got no conception of what suburb he was in.
Have you ever been to a library? Do they say on the inside library what library it is? Like, they have the
North Carlton Library. Yeah, it does.
It's almost, I reckon, written on every book. Like if he opens one book.
Yeah.
Has he opened a book while he's been there?
Tell him. You call him, Edo.
I don't have his number anymore.
I'll give it to you.
What is it?
Not doing it on Ed. Dox him. You heard about Bill?
No.
He died.
Oh.
Why?
Of a massive boner.
He died of a massive boner.
It was huge and he just died from it.
I didn't realize you could die from that.
If it doesn't stop.
Man, I take my life in my own hands every day.
All right, I gotta go.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much, Perg.
Yeah, thanks, Perg. It's good to catch up. Thanks for stopping in.
Always good to catch up.
Always good to come on. Always have a fun time on this one, guys. Happy to come back anytime.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
We'll have you back.
You're
for
a
sure.
crowd favorite. Thank
All
you.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
We are back on the Grub. We have another guest on the phone. Let's get him on the air. Who are we talking to? What's your story? Tell us everything you want to tell us.
I'm Salmon Cream.
Salmon Cream. You're very quiet there, Salmon.
Salmon Cream?
I'm Salmon Cream.
Salmon Cream. And what would you like to talk about, Salmon Cream?
Can you guess who I am?
You're Salmon Cream.
I'm a very powerful woman in the media and spotlight. I've disguised my voice.
You're a powerful woman in the media.
So you're not Salmon Cream?
I am on the weekends.
That's a pseudonym.
But during the week, I'm a very powerful woman.
Powerful woman in the media.
And I've got a lot of men under me.
What's your story?
I'm powerful. I swim upstream. I've got a fishy flavor and a creamy feel.
Yeah, you're Salmon Cream.
Can you guess who I am during the week?
So you're a powerful woman in the media.
But are you Salmon? Are you a salmon with cream on it?
On the weekends, boys.
Okay.
It's all pink and sloppy. Squeeze lemon on it, and don't forget the cream cheese.
A powerful woman in the media, but you are a real person, so we have to guess who you are.
I sit on boards, and the cream cheese is nice and thick on.
Okay.
I'm a powerful woman.
Ida Buttrose.
I was going to say Ida Buttrose.
Bye bye.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ida Buttrose.
Thanks, Ida Buttrose, for coming in. Good luck with dismantling ABC.
You are listening to the Grub call-in special. We're having a ball. We're having a ball. We're all in lockdown.
A ball with the call.
Yeah. Some of our callers are in Sydney, and this next caller is That indeed. His name is Terence. Hello, Terence. How are you?
Hello, everybody. Yes, I'm actually quite good. I'm good because I think it's been a long time up here that we've all been sort of locked down here in Sydney. Mm. Of course, you know that. But I'm turning it around. I'm going to bring a bit more luck to the government and to the people of Sydney.
Oh, that's good. Oh,
okay. Yeah. And how are you going to do this? How are you going to bring about this?
Well, I actually, I've got some homing pigeons that I've trained. I've sort of bred them up and I've trained them, and I'm going to have them fly over a press conference on Monday. Mm-hmm. And I've taught them to do jobbies. So I'm going to get them to do jobbies on Gladys Berejiklian there, and then everybody knows if a bird does jobbies on you, then that's very good luck. And so I plan on that, turning things around for her.
Yeah, right. So how walk us through how you trained a pigeon to do jobbies, because I didn't think that they had any control over when they did jobbies.
They actually, that's what's important, that I've taught them. I've got little ball bearings that I stick in their cloaca, and then that's usually just a sort of a shoot, but I've made them develop a muscle in there, and then I say go now, and that's when they release the ball bearing out of their cloaca, and then if they've got to do jobbies, then that's when that'll just come out as well, because they're pushing on that muscle.
So they're dropping ball bearings as well as jobbies.
No, I'm not. The ball bearings are only for the training.
Right.
You've got to understand, actually. The jobbies are what's coming out on the premiere.
Okay.
How old are you, Terence?
Age is but a number, I've always said. Age. I am in my early 50s, but a lot of people say I've got you know, quite childlike tendencies. It's hard to say, really.
So,
I mean, it can't be that hard to say. Surely you've got a birth certificate or something.
Or a license.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
I've always floated on the wind, much the same as my pigeons, actually. I've lived here and there, everywhere. And my mother was the Sphinx cat. And she didn't do well with paperwork. So what she did, she used to line her litter tray, actually, with our birth certificates and what have you, and then she'd
do
jobbies on them.
She'd do jobbies on the birth certificates.
As well.
But now the paperwork, it's quite, we've still got them, but they are soiled.
Yeah. So to reiterate, basically what's happened is you're up in Sydney, you're feeling stressed with the lockdown and everything, and you've thought
of stress. Yeah. A lot of people under the stress. That's why I'm trying to do what I can.
Yeah. So and you thought the solution to that was to train some pigeons to shit on the premier and on the premier's
do jobbies.
Yeah, do jobbies.
Just on her shoulder, not on her head. I don't want to bring sort of any shame or embarrassment to the premier, just on the shoulder there.
Because, I mean, there is a risk here that, you know, that's the sort of thing that gets happens and then goes online. It becomes a meme. It's on the project. It's on, have you been paying attention? Everyone's referencing it. Well, and it could be bad luck.
Oh, no. I don't see how it could be bad luck, you know. I mean, I know there's been men that have got very lucky from a bird doing a jobby on them.
Like who?
Prince Andrew. I think he paid that bird to do a jobby on him.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a bird with wings. I think it was just what he called a young woman.
He's famously quite lucky. I mean,
he's very.
Yeah. Well, he did pay a bird to do a jobby on him.
But he is quite lucky. I think he's got away with quite a bit in his time.
Well, he certainly has.
I would definitely describe Prince Andrew as lucky. Is what I would describe.
My mother was friends with Prince Andrew once.
What happened?
He's allergic to cats.
Mm-hmm. Right, because your mother was a cat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mother was a cat. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Your mother was literally a cat.
Yeah. she was a sphinx cat, but she didn't. So she didn't have much fur. So it was quite actually hard for him to be allergic, because usually the people are allergic to fur on cats. But actually, she didn't have any fur, but he was allergic to her breath. And she's got to breathe.
Yeah, did she?
And she breathed on Prince Andrew once, and they had a cardiac arrest. You don't hear about that, but he came back, and that's, I think, where the good luck comes in. You know, and he's got away with quite a bit, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a lucky guy.
He paid that bird to do jobbies on him. He's paid a few other things, people to do things, I think.
For someone who's currently training pigeons to poo on elected officials, you've led quite a surprisingly rich life.
Well, your mum has, at least.
My
mother, she really knew how to live.
And do you miss her?
As a cat.
Oh, she pops in from time to time.
Oh, she's still with us.
Yeah.
She's with us. She doesn't live anywhere. She likes to live on the streets and howl at the moon.
So she's a cat who's, because you've said you're in your early 50s, so your mother would have to be at least older than that as a cat.
Yeah.
Which is very long lived for a cat.
Yeah.
She doesn't like the pigeons, Mum. She does not like those pigeons. I mean, that's the only time the pigeons have actually got aggressive was when she, and then they spat their little ball bearings at her out of their cloacas, and they dropped them on Mummy's head.
So what does Mummy think about all these pigeon jobbies that you're planning?
She doesn't like the pigeons, but she does like that I'm trying to do something nice for the community.
Mm.
Well, that's always
proud. Good. She's proud of her boy.
That's good. Yeah. It's good that she's.
And we are too. We're so happy to have you on the show. And I guess I want to reiterate again: there are 10 sessions available through a mental health care plan. And I've said that a couple of times today. It's just out of nowhere. It's not related to anything in particular.
Well, that's good for the people of Sydney who are having a tough time, because I've only got so many pigeons. You know, I can't be deploying them out to everybody and having them do jobbies on everybody's shoulder.
Mm.
Yeah.
So if you're sort of down on your luck and having a tough time, you should take up those 10 free sessions of the mental health help that's available to you. That's good. Absolutely. Thank you.
Anyone who possibly could want to should do it.
I think they should.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Terrence.
Thanks, Terrence. And good luck with the jobbies, and bringing luck to the people. You're doing a great thing.
I think you're all very welcome, and I look forward to reporting back on how very well Sydney's going after all the jobbies and all the virus is gone, because all the jobbies have come down on the premier.
Yeah.
She has a passionate affair with all of the men that she the pork barrels there in the various regional governments.
Yes, well, thank you very much.
Our Armenian princess, may she reign forever.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Gladys. We're looking out for you. More grub coming up.
You are listening to The Grub, and you are listening to The Grub with a call-out special.
Yes.
Next up, we've got Perm Derman. Perm Derman, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. How are you going there, everybody?
Good Perm. Yeah, what's going on?
Look, I'm in a bit of strife, actually, that I need to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's really just, you know, in March last year, March 2020,
mm-hmm.
things got pretty bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pandemic.
Well, I mean, yes, apparently, but for me, the pandemic is just a blip on the radar.
Okay.
For what happened to me.
Yep.
See, I don't know if you've ever heard about this happening, but I got squished.
All right.
You got squished.
I got squished down into a cube.
Okay.
By three men that took me.
Mm.
And they put me, and that's, you know, they have not been brought to justice.
Mm-hmm.
There's gangs of men out there roaming the streets, grabbing people up, squishing them into cubes. I'm not the only one.
Mm.
there's been a lot of us that have been squished up into cubes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And I am now, you know, obviously you can't see me, but I am a 10 centimeter by 10 centimeter cube.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I believe you. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, yeah, you obviously are squished.
It's very, very tricky. Just to picture it, I'm just basically a red, pinkish cube.
Mm-hmm.
With little, and my face is on one side of the cube,
mm-hmm.
and then on two sides of the cube, two opposite sides, I've got little hands poking out.
Mm-hmm.
The hands somehow pop out, and mm-hmm. it gives me the opportunity to sort of dial, you know, a number on the phone. I'll have to like sort of move my cube over and then dial the number and then sort of slide back to talk to you. But so I'm a cube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I think we've established your cubeness.
Is there any way that you can see out of the cube? Is there a way to unsquish yourself that you know about, or any research you're doing?
Absolutely not. I've been to the doctors. I've been to the specialists. Well, they've come to me, and this is the big problem because you know, obviously, you know, you think the pandemic's hard. Try them in a cube.
Yeah,
you know, try them in a cube. Because here's the thing, right? Before mm-hmm. I was cubed, mm. I was 7 foot tall.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And weighed 180 kilos, right?
Wow.
Now I'm 10 centimeters by 10 centimeters.
Mm-hmm.
But that weight hasn't changed.
You're quite a dense cube.
I'm so heavy. No one can lift me up. I just want to get down to Coles or something, have a look, but they can't take me there.
No, it's too heavy.
Mm.
Try getting a pair of pants for a cube.
Yeah.
You can't. I'm just this naked little cube.
Yeah.
What about a forklift in your – is that something you could look into?
Well, I mean, that's expensive, and where's my income, you know? I'm a cube.
Mm. Yeah.
Who's going to employ me? Who needs a cube?
Is there any support for you? Maybe the NDIS or, you know, maybe some victims assistance?
Well, I'm getting the COVID lockdown payment and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm not too worried about that because I am a billionaire. But I'm more worried.
Right.
Yeah, that's unrelated.
You're a billionaire cube.
Yeah, I made my fortune outside of the cube. It was pre-Cuban. So I'm lucky. I'm one of the lucky few. But I think about the cubes that aren't billionaires.
Is your name Mark Cuban?
No, as I said it before, it's Poon.
Yeah, and, sorry, no, but yeah, that was just a joke.
I'm a cube. I feel like I was going to say some other things about cube life that have been stressing me out, you know, because it's just.
Has anyone been brought to justice for your cube?
That's what I'm thinking about because, you know, Dean Andrews is up there every day talking about the case numbers and Gladys and Scott Morrison, they're all talking about case numbers. No one's talking about these gangs of people cubing up other people cubing us up.
Mm.
There's so many of us that have been completely cubed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we need to do something. We need to bring them to justice. I can't get the COVID vaccine because I'm so dense, the needle just snaps off.
It just snaps off. You're very vulnerable at the moment.
Yeah.
Member of the community.
They dip me into a vaccine like a punnet, like a strawberry in a punnet.
Yep.
And hopefully that's something's taken hold there. So, who knows?
So just trying to wrap my head around the logistics of it, you've been cubed up. That means that have you all just sort of meshed into something gelatinous, or is there, you know, bits of your body?
Yeah, what about your bones?
Yeah, your bones are in there, or you're just kind of this kind of paste that's been cubed now.
Well, I mean, I'm a cube. I don't know how else to describe as a cube.
Seen a cube. I just want to know what's inside the cube.
A cube of bigger cheese, but bigger, but not that much bigger.
Okay. Well, my heart goes out to you, and hopefully these people get brought to justice, and I think that it's brave of you to bring Cuban awareness to the public.
A little known story. Unbelievable.
Anyway, I guess I'll just
I can't hang up the phone because I can't reach it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just stay there. Just stay there. And,
I'm just a
good luck to you. Yeah. Good luck to you, Perm. We really, our thoughts and prayers go out to you. And
we'll be right back. You're listening to The Grub. The phone won't stop ringing. People want to talk, and they're in lockdown. They're alone. This guy's no exception. His name's John. Where are you calling in from, John?
I'm just on the Tullamarine at the moment, coming past. We're going around the airport exit, going north. Sydney, Hume Freeway turnoff coming up. Not a cloud in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. The roads are clear. There was a crash back at the Ballarat Road intersection, but clear roads out to Greensboro.
And what are you doing? Why are you driving? What are you doing out there? What's going on?
We're just moving. We're just freight. So we're moving stuff from down Warrnambool, Colac sections, poultry up to the northern parts of Australia. So we go through a depot out at Cranbourne, and then we'll move them up north. But it's pretty much just a run.
Now, John, what do you think about this? Just quickly, what do you think about this I stand with truckies?
What I'll say about that, I can't say much right now, but what I will say is stock up on perishables because you don't want to be stuck in the next few weeks without food because we are walking.
Yeah. So you're walking because you're against the vaccine.
We're not anti-vaccine. We're anti- stop the worker. We're anti people who are anti workers.
Mm-hmm.
I speak on behalf of the working community, and you'll find that with higher profile celebrity types, they're not going to talk. But what I'm saying to you is the people who do, I will always talk for the working community.
Well, that's cool.
In a way.
So, what did you call about? What do you want to talk about here today?
I was wondering, I heard you talking about some of the movements in the trade period, and could we package up maybe three mid-round picks to get someone like a Luke Parker and get him down to Carlton? Because we need more mids.
Yeah. We weren't talking – we're sort of more of an arts-based podcast.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I don't know if we did talk about the trade –
well, all I'm just saying on this, someone at Sydney is going to have to move because they don't have the cap space because of the big their bigger contract. So someone's going to come out. Why can't that be Luke Parker? And why can't that be just one of the Melbourne clubs? Because there's some going wanting. There's some going wanting.
As Luke Parker, you know, has he got it in his contract though? I mean, is he able to be freed up there?
Well, he's coming to the end of his contract, I believe, but I'd refer to you guys on that. You'd have more information than me about that.
Yeah, well, I was thinking because the big Sydney squad there, you know, they got Luke Parker locked away, obviously, but you know,
You don't know what you're talking about, Greg. I don't want to put you down on air, but you don't know what you're talking about.
What do you reckon about Rubber taking the cherry?
Yeah. Could you elaborate on that a little bit for me?
Well, Rubber, he's as you know, he's getting free ups as well, and he could just absolutely swoop in and take that cherry straight up. He would be as happy as Larry. But instead, he's sitting there and he's got absolutely numpty, nothing, zero.
I'm going to be upfront with you. I have no idea what you're talking about, but you're hitting the tones and rhythms of something that I believe I should understand. And the masculinity that is built up in me, deep in my DNA, is afraid of not knowing what you're talking about.
Mm. Mm.
So I'm going to say, yeah, absolutely. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Let me assure you, Ben's never watched a game of football in his life. So
But with Pitcher, you know, he's off being a flog once more, and he's saying that it's stumps up.
Stumps up. But if it is stumps up, then make a final round and say goodbye and don the hat and say thank you, I think. Don't just walk out and say I've had enough. Say I'm with you. I'm with you boys and I love my journey here and I love you.
Yeah.
I love the boys and I love you all like you're my family.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. Like, you know, with Eddie Maguire, as far as he's concerned, you know, it's Yeah.
Well, he's what you'll find there is he's an influential speaker, Greg.
Yeah.
The way he can talk is actually quite impressive.
But and sometimes I'm like,
coach of Collingwood, anyone got any ideas?
I think they're looking at Dom Pike. Yeah. I think they're looking at Dom Pike.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I think they're looking at a few other people.
Dom Pike, well, he's someone they're looking at to be the new coach of Collingwood potentially. You know, I don't know if he has the ability to sort of handle the mainframe as well as some of the other pitches in the
I am worried about the mainframe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ben Kiever's been all right. He's got a good head on his shoulders. He's been doing VFL for a little bit, and I think it's ready for him to pop up and give it a go in the captain's chair. Regarding that, Kiever. He's a sound guy. And, you know, sure, sometimes some things he says, I'm like, turn it up. But but outside.
I want to say turn it up about 8 times a day.
Yeah.
I want to say turn
it up. You should.
What do you reckon about the running game currently?
Oh, turn it up. That's an example of that.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah, fair dinkum.
Cop another one.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Have I called the wrong radio station?
Yes.
This isn't SEN.
No.
This is the Grub, and we're not a radio station. We're a podcast.
No, we're a podcast. We're not even.
So how have I done this? How have I done this?
I'm not entirely sure.
To do with you.
Yeah.
I literally just picked up. I'm on my phone's on a plan.
Yeah.
Goes through work. The work. It's all work.
Yeah.
And I've just called the number that I thought, you know.
You just dialed a number.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We don't actually have a number. You've actually
dialed a number.
That's weird that you dialed a number because we're on Zoom.
Yeah. We're on Zoom now.
And
we're
so
on a Zoom chat.
You needed a Zoom link to pop into this, this meeting.
The questions rack up.
Yeah. They do.
The questions build.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think, in conclusion to this whole segment, turn it up.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Thanks for coming on and talking some shop. Sense.
Yeah.
And not being a right flog, and flogging.
No
it
worries.
Up.
And support the Grub guys on Patreon. You know, we all gone through a rough time.
Well,
back them in.
How did you know we had a Patreon? You know what I mean? Like, you don't know who we are and you've somehow got into the Zoom.
Yeah.
What's my name?
I'm active. Your name?
Yeah.
Well, I know your old names are Greg Larson, Benjamin Russell and Lloyd Langford, you know, as I live and breathe.
Yeah.
That's the names we have in our Zoom profiles for the listeners at home.
Well, thanks, John, for Morty Alec. Good luck with your deliveries and stay safe.
Thanks, boys. And all the best with the upcoming financial year.
Yeah, good on ya.
Well, I think, fellas, that just about wraps up all our callers today. Yeah. I mean, we did have people we didn't get to, and we will in the future.
That's right.
But hoping that our next show is a live show back at Comedy Republic.
It would be an absolute pleasure to be there and to see all of your beautiful fucking faces.
Yeah.
Love that.
It'd be a pleasure to be anywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, for now.
Check out The Simpsons.
Check them out. Goodbye.
See ya.